That was Nils Lofgren and Keith Don't Go, Ode to the Glimmer Twins. And Nils is on the line from Arizona. Good morning, I guess, to you.
It is morning. Good morning, Johnny. It's great to be on the air in England, and very excited to head back your way soon next week and begin a long 31 days of work. And last month was 47 years on the road, and I think 43 of them now have been coming to England, so I'm excited to get back.
Yeah, we can't get enough of you in the UK, it seems. Going back to that track, why did you want to do a song as kind of a tribute to Keith Richards?
You know, back in 1973, actually, my first official tour of the UK, I was with Neil Young on the Tonight's the Night tour. Very radical, you know, dark record, and we were touring England. And a giant Stones fan. It was really the Beatles and Stones that got me off the classical accordion, of all things. I started studying and playing when I was 5 years old. And I fell in love with blues and rock and everything through the Beatles and Stones. So everyone was talking about Keith and his health, and I had this dark piece of music. And on that Tonight's the Night tour in 73, I wrote this song, Keith Don't Go. Took me a couple years to record it. Basically a giant thank you note to the great Keith Richards, and sure enough, he's still around sharing his gifts. In fact, I just bought it. I pre-ordered his new album and just got it, and I've been loving it, and just still an enormous fan and grateful for all his gifts he keeps sharing with us.
Did you get to meet him?
You know, I've met Keith a number of times. I don't know him well, but he's always been very kind and gracious. In fact, one time years ago at a tour in L.A., he grabbed a photographer, made him take a picture of us together and said, make sure Nils gets that. And I've got it. Actually, it's a nice picture of the two of us in the box set package. But he's always been kind and gracious. I have no idea if he even heard the song, but I think he knows I wrote a song about him, and he's always been kind to me. And he knows I'm a number one fan.
Someone else who's been very kind is Neil Young. When did you first meet Neil?
You know, my band Grin, 1968, hit the road. And back in the 60s, you know, we loved the Beatles and Stones and Hendrix, but nobody, that really wasn't a job in the mid-60s in middle America. So I was kind of a fish out of water and a bit nervous and scared, and I knew nothing about the music business. So I'd sneak backstage and ask for advice from some of my musical heroes. And Neil Young was on his first Crazy Horse tour at the Cellar Door in Washington, D.C., snuck into the dressing room. Very long story short, he gave me a guitar, let me play some songs. He liked them, bought me a cheeseburger and a Coke, and I watched four shows over two nights and hung out with him during the day. And true to his word, because my band Grin was going traveling to Los Angeles to look for a record deal, he said, look me up when you get there, I'll help you out, and he did. And kind of took us under his wing. David Briggs, his producer, who became my like big brother and mentor and producer for so many years, moved me into his home. And as Grin was making our rocky way in the early music business, when I was 18 years of age, a year later, out in Topanga Canyon, Neil asked me to play on the After the Gold Rush record, which was an enormous opportunity at any age, let alone 18.
So on After the Gold Rush, you play guitar, piano, and also do vocals. Could you pick a track for us that's a particular favorite of yours from that album?
Yeah, if you got the time. Well, it's interesting. We were working. First of all, I was not a piano player, and David and Neil felt because of my accordion background, I'd come up with some simple parts. And I said yes, of course, but they had more faith in me than I did, and I'd practice all the time. And during a lunch break, we recorded it with a remote truck at his home in the Topanga Hills. Me and Ralphie Molina, the drummer, stayed back, and I was jamming on Southern Man. It's a halftime groove, like bum, bum, whack, the bum, bum, Southern Man. So anyway, after a while, I come from the polka school, you know, the mpa, mpa, roll out the barrel, the polka thing. So I double-timed the beat. And Ralphie went with a double beat, and we got bum bum ba dum bum ba bum. We got into this raging double time beat. And when they came back from lunch, they said, "What the heck's that?" And I said, "Well, that's Southern Man with a polka beat." I said, "Well, we love that. Let's do it in the solo in the end." So next time you hear this track, Southern Man, if you listen, you'll notice a dramatic shift of gears to a double time, what I call the polka beat, in the solo and again at the end. And that's one of my favorite tracks, of course, Southern Man.
Southern Man from the album After the Gold Rush, featuring the talents of Nils Lofgren, who's on the line to us from Arizona. Is this where you live now, Nils?
Yeah, I've been here 19 years, Johnny. I actually, my Jersey girl wife, Amy Joan Aiello, who I met at the Stone Pony decades ago and had a great night with her after a show, and tried to talk her into coming on the tour bus to Boston, and she had a job, and she didn't come along, and I didn't see her for 15 years. But anyway, 19 years ago, I met her again traveling through Scottsdale on my tour, and we've been together ever since. So yeah, this is my main home now, and I still get back east to the D.C. area to see my mom and brothers in the Maryland, Virginia area, but I've been living out here in the desert now for 19 years.
Well, listen, we're looking forward to seeing you again on all the gigs you're doing in the U.K. It'd be great to have you back.
I'm really excited about it. In fact, I've actually rented an accordion, and I may try to break that out in the shows. And my buddy Greg Varlotta, who's with me, we've got some great percussive tap dancing and trumpet, along with a lot of keyboards and a lot of jamming on the guitars. So we're planning on a very colorful, inspired show for everyone, and I appreciate you spreading the word, Johnny.
Yeah, our pleasure. Listen, there's so many great songs of yours that I'd love to play. I'm going to let you choose. I was thinking of playing I Came to Dance or I Absolutely Love Going Back.
That's one of the songs that it's a long explanation. It's a cover song. There's not many on my box set, but that's one I'm playing almost every night coming up on this UK tour, and I'd love to hear Going Back, my version of the great Carole King song.
All right, Nils. Thanks a lot for your time, and have a great time on the road here.
All the best, Johnny. Cheers, and thanks for spreading the word on the tour. Appreciate it.